單止咧係你哋有好好嘅牧者。
But with an incredible numbers of answers to prayer.
而且咧係有好多禱告蒙應允嘅事情。
This building you're meeting in is a gift from God.
呢一個建築物係神賜俾我哋嘅禮物。
The people sitting around you are God's family for you.
坐喺我哋周圍嘅弟兄姊妹係神賜俾我哋嘅，好似家人一樣，主裏邊嘅家庭家人。
And we rejoice that we are one in Christ Jesus.
我哋特別高興感恩嘅係我哋係合一嘅，喺主裏邊係一體。
Before I unpack God's word for you, I'd like to begin with a prayer. Will you bow with me as we pray?
我未講到之前，我都願意係禱告，請大家係低頭禱告。
Gracious God and Heavenly Father,
我哋慈愛嘅天父
，Lord and Savior Jesus Christ，
我哋嘅救主耶穌基督
，Ever-present teaching, empowering Holy Spirit，
常常與我哋同在，亦都賜能力俾我哋嘅聖靈。
We give you thanks for this day.
我哋獻上感恩，為今天獻上感恩。
We thank you for your word.
我哋為到你嘅話語，我哋獻上感謝。
Which is living and active.
係活潑嘅，係有效嘅。
And which always shows us the way.
而且係常常指引我哋道路。
We pray as we remember today.
我哋禱告就係我哋記得今天。
That we will remember your word.
我哋亦都記得神你自己嘅説話。
And respond to your word.
亦都係回應你嘅説話。
So that you get the glory.
以致你得著一切嘅榮耀。
In the name of Christ we pray.
奉耶穌基督嘅名禱告。
Amen.
阿門。
I find myself spending more time and energy trying to remember the important things these days.
近日我要用好多嘅時間同埋精力咧去記得一啲重要嘅事情。
I have calendars on my cell phone and laptop that regularly prompt me.
我響我嘅手機、我嘅手提電腦都有日曆記事，同埋咧係常常都提醒我。
Then there are the team tasks that come with buzzers and beepers to motivate me to tackle the most important work each day.
而且咧係有電腦微軟嘅程式咧，係提醒我有一啲嘅響號按時咧，係提醒我要做嘅重要嘅事情，每一日重要嘅事情。
Plus, I have regular conversations with family and friends that almost always include the phrase "Don't forget."
同埋咧，我有唔同嘅朋友同埋親人咧，都時時提醒我呢一句説話，唔好唔記得。
I have Microsoft software that monitors my commitments and habits and regularly communicates what I need to be doing right now so I won't forget something important.
Luckily, he didn't forget coming. 喺我嘅電腦，我嘅有電腦嘅軟件係常常提醒我，我應承咗嘅一啲嘅聚會，同埋咧係我需要做嘅一啲嘅事情。
The funny thing is, I still forget lots of things.
但係好笑嘅就係我成日唔記得好多嘅嘢。
I forget why I walked into a room.
我唔記得我點解要行入一間房間。
I forget what I was going to say.
我唔記得我要講啲咩嘢。
I even forget to write things down so I won't forget what I said I wasn't going to forget.
我甚至係唔記得咧，係要寫低一啲嘢咧，以致我可以唔會忘記一啲事情。
And I know I'm not alone in this.
Yes. Luckily, we don't forget today.
And then I wonder, what's wrong with me?
咁我就去諗究竟我有啲咩問題咧？
Why am I being so forgetful?
點解我係咁冇記性嘅咧？
I know I'm not alone in this challenge.
我知道我唔係即係淨係我係咁樣嘅去面對呢個挑戰。
There are many of us who struggle to remember the important things and wonder why it's hard to remember.
我相信係有好多人咧都係喺度掙扎緊點解係有呢一個嘅情況。
Whenever I pick up my Bible and read it, I realize again that this struggle to remember is not a new thing and is certainly not just connected to COVID.
當我打開聖經睇嘅時候，我就知道呢一個唔係單止 我哋而家因為 COVID 嘅情況而要咁樣嘅掙扎。
From the very beginning, our Heavenly Father has been reminding His people to remember.
喺遠古嘅時代，我哋嘅天父已經係提醒我哋要記住記得。
In the Old Testament, He gave them annual celebrations, a weekly schedule, and prophets to remind them of the things that they should never forget.
在舊約的時代，神給以色列人也給他們是有不同的，每一年的節期也有經常的提醒，他們也有先知的提醒，他們應該當做的事。
Then Jesus came and told His followers to celebrate the Lord's Supper with the very clear reminder to remember who this was all about.
然後耶穌基督在新約的時候提醒他的門徒和跟從者是要經常的是領受聖餐，守住聖餐，以致去記得，直到佢再翻嚟。
Clearly, God expects us to remember some really important things, and just as clearly, we all still struggle to remember.
好明顯，神係想我哋記住一啲好重要嘅事，但係我哋仍然係有好多嘅掙扎。
This is, in fact, a timeless transcultural reality.
其實呢一個係超越咗時間嘅一個事實。
This is one of the reasons why I like anniversary celebrations like this weekend.
所以我係都好喜歡係慶祝嘅節日，例如係好似我哋教會週年嘅慶祝。
It gives us the opportunity to remember some really important things.
佢俾我哋有機會去記得一啲重要嘅事。
To look back and remember who brought us here.
去回望，去記得。究竟邊一個帶領我哋嚟呢一度
？And who has made all of these blessings possible？
亦都去記住係邊一個使到所有呢啲嘅祝福係有可能。
It is important to remember our Lord and what He's done, and the people that we journey through life with, and the need to be thankful for it all。
係好緊要嘅，我哋需要係記得同我哋一同同行嘅弟兄姊妹同埋神點樣帶領我哋嚟呢一度。
So as you celebrate Westside Baptist, I want to take the opportunity to encourage you to remember some really important things.
所以當我哋今日係慶祝教會嘅週年，我想弟兄姊妹係記住一啲好重要嘅真理。
In fact, it's something that the Apostle Paul had to do with the Philippian church as well.
其實係使徒保羅佢對腓立比教會所俾嘅一啲嘅勸勉。
And therefore, as you celebrate 30 years, I want to encourage you to follow along as we read from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 6.
所以我想大家呢係跟住睇，無論係中文好、英文好，係腓立比書一章一至六節。
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
请听我读出是腓立比书一章一至六节的中文，现代中文的记载。我保罗和提摩太是基督耶稣的仆人，我们写信给所有住在腓立比的上帝的子民，就是属于基督耶稣的信徒，以及教会领袖和助手们。愿我们的父上帝和主耶稣基督赐恩典平安给你们。我每逢想到你们，我就感谢我的上帝，每次为你们大家祷告都怀着喜乐的心，因为从开始的那一天到现在，你们在传福音的工作上一直都协助我。我深信那位在你们当中开始了这美好工作的上帝一定会继续这工作，在基督耶稣再来的日子完成它。
There's obviously a lot going on in these opening words, and we could spend a lot of time talking about how Paul is introducing ideas and themes that he's going to come back to later in this letter.
頭啲幾節 看似好短,但其實呢是有好豐厚的意義,有好多的理念,同埋呢是有一啲的主題,保羅呢是遲啲會再翻翻去啲幾節嘅。
We could also talk about how this introduction is very unique in the New Testament and what that means for what's going to happen later in the letter.
我哋亦都可以係睇到呢一個嘅引言係好獨特嘅。響響遲啲咧，我哋係會睇到嗰個獨特之處喺新約嗰度。
But what I feel the Holy Spirit is drawing us to today is to take one word from these verses and to use it to help us unpack this passage.
但係今日我只係覺得聖靈咧係引導我哋咧係有重點咧係睇一個字，環繞住呢一段嘅經文去睇一個字，幫助我哋咧去慶祝呢一個30週年嘅。
It will give us a focus and some context for your 30th anniversary celebration.
呢一個嘅字環繞呢個字咧，係俾我哋咧去慶祝30週年呢一個節日呢個日子。
It is the word "remember" in verse 3, which in English is just one word, in Cantonese is a phrase, and I think it is a crucial word for both the letter and for Westside Baptist.
I've told him earlier, it doesn't work. 因為咧，佢嘅主要嘅想focus、想焦點係放喺一隻字，就係記住 "remember"， 響英文咧係 "remember" 第三節嗰度，但係中文咧。 特別咧係我哋用嘅譯本咧，係每逢想到你哋，係嗰個remember唔係記住嗰個意思，係想念你哋嘅意思。
Paul wants the Philippians to remember some important things, and I think our Heavenly Father also wants us to remember some things today.
保羅想腓立比嘅信徒記住一啲重要嘅事，我相信今日我哋嘅天父亦都好想我哋記住一啲重要嘅事。
What are those things? Two things, the Philippians need to remember who they are, and they need to remember whose they are.
究竟是什麼呢? 保羅希望腓立比人是記住他們是誰,以及他們是屬於誰。
As Paul opens this letter, he wants to communicate some crucial truths.
當保羅是開始這封信,寫這封信的時候,他想是傳達一些重要的真理。
This letter is from Paul and Timothy, although Paul is the one who wrote it.
這封信是保羅和提摩太是寫給腓立比的信徒，雖然是保羅自己寫。
Timothy was his traveling companion, well known in Philippi, but not the co-writer of this letter.
提摩太是保羅的宣教旅途的同伴，亦都是腓立比的地方的人認識他，但是他不是共同的作者。
How do we know that? The use of single pronouns makes it very clear that Paul is the person who's doing the writing.
我哋點知道係只係保羅去寫咧？因為咧係用一個單嘅代名詞，俾我哋就知道係保羅自己寫嘅封信。
But what I want you to notice is that Paul and Timothy identify themselves as servants, not apostles, and in doing so, downplay his role as an authoritative leader.
但我想大家記得嘅咧就係保羅，同埋佢介紹自己同埋提摩太咧，係用仆人呢個嘅稱號，而唔係用使徒去介紹自己。咁樣介紹嘅時候咧，係代表咗佢有少少咧係貶低或者降低佢作為使徒嘅身份。
In fact, the word servant would have been used in the first century to refer most often to a slave, indicating a complete lack of control.
其實這個仆人這個字呢,在第一世紀是很多時候是譯做奴仆,即是說表示他沒有任何個人的權利。This
is very significant because Paul is not writing this letter as the leader, he is writing it as a servant.
這個是很重要的,因為保羅他寫這封信,他是作為仆人的身份,而不是作為一個領袖的身份。
It is important to note that Paul and Timothy are self-identifying as servants of Christ, not servants of the church.
有一件很重要的事就是保罗和提摩太他们是自称为基督耶稣的仆人，而不是教会的仆人。
This is a truth that many pastors in 2022 need to take to heart because the difference is huge.
這個真理是很多今日我們作為牧者的都要特別記住，因為分別是很大的。
We serve the head of the church, not the constantly changing members of the church. When we forget that, we simply feed our selfish, consumeristic tendencies. Thirdly, I want you to note that Paul calls the church holy ones or saints.
第三, 我想提醒大家, 保罗呢, 是, 称呼腓立比的信徒是圣徒, 或者是上帝的子民,
which is a deliberate reminder of their relationship with Jesus.
这个是刻意提醒他们, 同耶稣基督的关系。
This is not saint as in someone who's lived a perfect life as the Catholic Church defines it.
这个不是指这些信徒呢, 是, 活出一个完美的, 完全的生命, 好像天主教教会所解释的。
This is a holiness that comes to us by proxy.
这个呢,
you go ahead.
这个呢, 是, 这个圣洁, 我们, 作为神的子民的圣洁呢, 好像是有, 透过神那个的, 圣洁而来的, 是一个远, 遥远的, 这样赐予给我们。
That, what does that mean? That you and I are saints by virtue of the fact we have a relationship with Jesus.
我和你可以被称为圣洁，是因为我们和耶稣基督的生命的关系。
I'm going to go off script here.
Okay, good.
Turn to the person beside you.
请你转去你的床你旁边的弟兄姊妹。
And say to them, you are a saint.
请你告诉他们你是圣徒。
They don't look too saintly, do they? We are not saints because we're holy. We are saints because Jesus lives in us. To him be the glory. Finally, Paul also addresses the overseers or elders and the deacons.
最后保罗亦都是向那些的, 长老和执事,
which is the only time in the New Testament where he includes both of them in the introduction to a letter.
这个是唯一一次在新约里面, 保罗是将执事和长老一起放在那里的。
And what I want you to notice is that the word with is sandwiched between the saints and elders and overseers.
我想大家注意的就是有一个字是以及，中文译做以及，或者是和，和本就是夹在那些圣徒和长老执事的中间。
There is a deliberate message here.
这个是有一个刻意的信息的。
It is more than merely a connective word.
这个以及这个字不是单只是一个连接词。
The elders and deacons are never intended to be over the people.
那些长老和执事是不是在信徒的之上。
They are intended to be with the people.
他们是应该是和其他的信徒是一样的，同埋一起的。
Biblical leadership is about serving and influencing, not lording it over the
那种的领导是关于服侍和影响力，而不是在人之上限制他们。
I'm going to go off script again.
Okay.
You won't like this.
Get somebody else up here.
Gladys, Anders, Alan, and Mark are with you, not over you.
你们的牧者全部都是同你们一起，同你们平排的，不是在你们高高之上。
They are with you on the journey of following Jesus.
他们是同你一起，我们是同你们一起，是一同的走这条的信仰的路。
Because they love Jesus, they follow him.
因为他们爱耶稣基督。
And they are servants of Christ.
他们是耶稣基督的仆人。
And together you will follow Christ into the future he has for you.
而我哋將來一同嘅係咁樣繼續嘅去跟從神。
I'm sorry.
You don't have to say sorry. It's good.
So let's pause and summarize the points that are being made in these opening verses.
讓我哋停一停去睇開頭啲幾節。
Paul's reminding the Philippians that they are servants of Jesus Christ, just like Paul and Timothy.
保羅提醒佢哋係耶穌基督嘅仆人，就正如好似保羅同提摩太一樣。
He's reminding them that they are saints by the grace of God.
佢提醒佢哋，佢哋係因著神嘅恩典而成為聖徒。
And he is reminding them that they lead and serve by being with the people, not by lording it over them.
佢提醒佢哋，佢哋嘅領導同埋服侍係與嗰啲信徒一起嘅，一齊嘅，而唔係咧限制佢哋。
This is also who you are, Westside Baptist.
呢一個亦都係你哋西區浸信會係點樣嘅人。
You are servants of Christ Jesus. You are saints by the grace of God, and you walk with people.
你哋係聖徒，你哋係神嘅仆人。你哋亦都係同其他嘅弟兄姊妹一同同行，一同侍奉。
I'm going off script again.
Okay.
Turn to the person beside you and say, "Let's follow Jesus together."
請你向你左右隔離嘅弟兄姊妹講，讓我哋一同嘅跟隨耶穌基督。
And that brings us to the second point that Paul makes in verses 3 to 6. They need to remember whose they are.
跟住係帶到去第三至第六節，就係佢哋係屬於邊一個嘅。
I love how Paul opens this section.
我好喜愛保羅點樣去開始寫呢一段嘅經文，第三節開始。
I thank my God every time I remember you.
我感謝每逢我想到你哋嘅時候，我就感謝我嘅上帝。
There's so much gratitude in that verse, and it feels like a wonderful truth to stop and take to heart.
佢嘅心裏邊咧係充滿咗好感、好大嘅感恩。亦都係睇到咧呢一個係一個好奇妙嘅真理。
Especially on days like today, when we can stop and look back and recognize those who sacrificed to make this day possible.
特別今日呢一個嘅日子，我哋可以停低落嚟，我哋去回望。我哋谂下嗰啲系为着教会而牺牲嘅人，以致今日教会可以成为呢一个嘅样式。
It is good and appropriate to stop and say, "I thank my God when I remember our leaders and their service to God."
呢一个系合宜同埋适当。我哋系应该停低落嚟去感谢嗰啲系服侍喺我哋当中服侍嘅领袖们。
It's wonderful to stop and recognize those who've influenced our faith.
我亦都係可以應該係停低落嚟去感恩感謝嗰啲係為我哋嘅信仰道路上面。
Doing that here.
而保羅係實在喺呢一度係做緊呢一件事。
He's remembering how important they are to him and the joy that comes when he remembers them.
保羅係喺呢一度話，每一次係為佢哋去禱告嘅時候咧，個心裏邊都充滿咗喜樂嘅。
That joy, however, is rooted in two truths that are also true for us in 2022. His joy is not just rooted in these people. He remembers and counts it joyful when he recognizes their partnership in the gospel in verse 5.
保罗他的喜乐是因为呢这些弟兄姊妹和他一同成为福音的伙伴，在第五节记载的。
And their shared confidence that God will finish what he started in verse 6.
同埋係佢嘅喜樂係嚟自第六節所講嘅，佢同呢啲弟兄姊妹有共同嘅信念、共同嘅信心，係因為神所開始嘅工作，佢必定會完成。
There's a partnership here, a koinonia.
呢度咧係提到有同工夥伴嘅關係，或者團契嘅關係。
A commonality that cannot and should not be forgotten. We're all recipients of the good news of Jesus Christ. We've all experienced His grace. And we have all committed to passing that good news and grace on.
And we have all committed to passing that good news and grace on.
That creates a bond among us that is unmistakable.
这个呢是产生了一个联系的关系。
Even though this is my first Sunday with you in this way,
虽然这个是第一次我来到这个教会当中,
I feel this bond of connection with you.
我亦都是觉得跟大家是有一个联系。
I'm going off script again.
Okay, good. I prefer you go off script.
You prefer it?
Yeah, it's easier.
Oh, dangerous.
It's much easier.
When I stand and worship with you,
当我站在那里是跟大家同敬拜的时候,
I hear your voices expressing love to Jesus.
我听到大家的唱歌的声音是表达着对神的爱。
I feel the Holy Spirit moving amongst us.
我感受到圣灵是在我们当中工作。
I hear your story of how you want others to know Christ the way you know Christ.
我听到大家的故事, 亦都是知道大家是想别人都认识这个福音。
And that bonds us together.
是这一样东西是令到我们联系在一起。
Which means I do need a Chinese name.
Okay, we'll do that. 即是说我需要一个中文名。 Maybe you should learn Chinese too.
We are all people who can be filled with this incredible confidence.
我们每一个人都可以是充满这一种的信心。
God finishes what he starts.
神是会完成他所开始的工作。
God began a good work among you.
神在我们当中开展了一个美好的工作。
He has brought you to this place.
他将你带领来到这里。
And he will take you from here into the future.
他亦都会继续带领我们是行前面的路。
And he will bring you through whatever is to come.
是他会使到一切的事情都是因着他的恩典我们可以走过去。
We belong to Jesus.
这个是提醒腓立比人，亦都提醒我们，我们是属于耶稣基督的。
The one who made us partners in the gospel and brought us together into a family.
那位是将我们成为福音的伙伴，亦都是将我们联系在一起。
It is he who began the work, not us.
是他开展这个美好的工作，不是我们去开始这个工作。
There's a verse of scripture in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
有一节的经文在马太福音16章第18节。
It's an incredible promise that Jesus made.
这个是一个很奇妙的应许，耶稣基督给我们的应许。
I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
马太福音第16章第18节那里说，我告诉你，你是彼得，是磐石，在这磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
I love that verse.
我很喜欢这一节的圣经。
It makes things so very clear.
是给我们很清楚的知道。
Whose church is it?
这个是哪一个的教会呢?
Jesus.
耶稣。
Who does the building?
是哪个建造这个教会呢?
Jesus.
耶稣。
Who guarantees the success?
哪个去保证他的成功呢?
Jesus.
耶稣。
So why can we be confident?
所以为什么我们可以有这个确信呢?
Jesus is doing the building and guaranteeing the success.
因为耶稣基督他是建造教会，而且是保证他的成功。
Paul's words in Philippians 1 simply echo this truth.
保罗是对腓立比信徒所写的说话，是只是回应这个真理。
Jesus has made us partners in the gospel, guaranteeing the outcome, and that's why it's good to remember whose we are.
耶稣基督是让我们成为福音的伙伴，亦都保证那个的成功，所以我们可以是这样的记住，我们是属于哪一个的。
As you celebrate 30 years of grace and blessing today,
当我们今天是庆祝30周年, 神的恩典和祂让我们记得这些重要的事情。
Let's remember that by the grace of God, we are servants and saints.
让我们记得我们是靠着神的恩典，我们是神的仆人，我们亦都是圣徒。
And because of Jesus, we stand with people, not over them.
因着耶稣基督，我哋系与其他嘅信徒系一同站立，而唔系高高嘅辖制佢哋。
Let's remember the work is really all about Jesus.
让我哋记得所有嘅工作都系关于个焦点都系响耶稣基督嗰度。
Who has made us partners in the gospel and guarantees our success?
系佢使到我哋成为福音嘅伙伴，亦都系保证嗰个嘅成功。
We can celebrate because of him, and we celebrate best when we remember who and whose we are.
我哋可以咁样嘅庆祝，完全系因为耶稣基督，而我哋可以系庆祝得好好，系当我哋系记得我哋系边一个，同埋我哋系属于边一个嘅。
So Westside Baptist.
所以西区浸信会弟兄姊妹。
Gladys and I struggle to remember some things.
Yes, we do. 我哋咧系会有阵时会唔记得一啲嘢。
But there's some things we will never forget.
但系有啲嘢我哋永远唔会唔记得。
We will never forget that it's Jesus who put us where we are.
我哋永远唔会唔记得系耶稣基督呼唤我哋，将我哋摆响呢个位置。
And we will never forget that the greatest work that God will do in you.
我哋亦都唔会唔记得神响你哋响我哋当中所做嘅工作。
Is because of Jesus, not because of us.
是完全因为耶稣基督，不是因为我们。
And to him be the glory.
是愿荣耀归于他。
Amen.